Now, I know I've spoken to you before, I think, because you were part of Ocean to the Sky, right? Which was also another rollicking yarn about Edmund Hillary and
That's right, yes.
going along the Ganges. And in a sense, the Great White Whale has got some elements in the filmmaking sense similar in the sense that you're using footage from the actual expedition in the 1965, right? Tell me about that.
Well, yes, that's one aspect of it because it was shot, they both, despite the very difficult circumstances, this huge long voyage through rough seas and the difficult climb of a mountain, they did shoot it on old 16mm Bolex cameras where you had to wind up. And because we had that footage, and now these days they could, it could be scanned so well up to 4K, so it looks like on a big screen, like you're actually there, you can't see any grey. So yeah, we had that aspect of it, and then the other was sitting people down in their armchairs. And the big difference this time was that one of them didn't just sit down on his armchair, he actually stood up and to my total surprise, sang these 10 wonderful songs he'd composed about the expedition. So that gave a, I could see that we had the potential of a pretty good film with a great musical potential aspect as well.
Oh, look, everything about this is it really takes the viewer into the palm of the hands of this expedition. So tell my listeners what this expedition was, because it's really quite a rollicking yarn.
Well, first of all, it was an attempt to climb Australia's highest mountain. Now, I should explain that because everyone thinks it's Mount Kosciuszko, but actually, it's on a territory owned by Australia, which is called Heard Island, which is halfway between Australia and South Africa. And that on the highest mountain on that island is actually 500 metres higher than Kosciuszko. So it's Australian, so it's Australia's highest mountain, but it's extremely difficult to get to. So what these people in 1963, three Australians attempted to climb it by sailing down there with for the Antarctic Division. They almost died, and then the most part of this new film is about their. Like Moby Dick, they almost killed them. It looked like a great white whale, but they were determined to go back and try again. So the bulk of the film is the second voyage, where again they sail down for 2 months through the roughest seas in the world, have difficulty landing on this island, and attempting it for the second time.
Now, you talk about that first expedition and you use reenactments, and it was really, really horrible, I have to say. I mean, very frightening. You did a really good job in
Well, it
reenacting.
was. I should explain it. Oh, thank you. Well, it was partly actual photos I took at the time, but they're one of the ways they almost died of the five was when they were almost entombed in a snow cave. It was snowing so hard that they almost suffocated in there and had to escape at the last minute with their lives. And so we had to reenact that bit because they were too busy to saving their lives to actually film that as well.
Well, the thing about this film, which is so remarkable, in fact, is, I mean, the story itself, of course, but it's the way you've made this film, which is so remarkable, because you've got the real footage, which is just magnificent, but you've also got several layers of, and I've just talked about reenactment, but you've also got all these other fascinating musical as well as historical references that bind the whole thing together.
Yes, well, I think we had their stills, and we had a bit of historical footage of the Heard Island, which was the first Australian Antarctic base. But we also, and to me, it's so important because that one of these interviewees had got up and sung these wonderful songs, and I then thought, well, the best thing to do with that is to ask the same composer who also worked on Ocean to Sky to just make it even better in terms musically. So he put wonderful musical score behind the songs, composed new wonderful music, And I just love it as a music score. Somebody said you can watch this film in the cinema with your eyes. We can see it in the cinema with your eyes closed, and you'll still like it just for the music score.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also other things, because a lot of that footage would have been silent, and you've tailored it with sound landscapes.
Oh, yes. Well, what happened was that in those days, it was really hard to film anything, and especially because I started my own career kind of around that time too. You had these really big cameras that were difficult to use, and if you wanted to record any sound at all, you had to do it separately with a separate tape recorder. Well, I didn't even have that, so we had to recreate every single sound in this film from scratch, and that's a big job too. And I got another person involved, Michael Worthington, with the editor Mike Balson. Those two, so that's another reason why you had to come to life sound-wise as well as music-wise. So the aim, of course, is that people in the cinema really think they're there,
yeah,
undertaking this expedition themselves.
Well, you did. You really succeeded. I was really impressed. I just thought, oh, my God, like the people running across the wet sand and then falling over, slap, 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 slap. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, no, it is a real art, but it takes a lot of work. And of course, in a cinema, you also get it it's a surround sound, so it's a great cinema experience. And I'm really happy with it, to be honest, considering where we had to start from. Thanks for your own sort of, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah, well, then there's also, I refer to the fact that the mind space of the men who actually involved themselves in this expedition included things like the extraordinary daring do of people like Shackleton and stuff like that. You weave those kind of elements in, which are important for people who probably don't understand or remember that this is the world that these people's minds were inhabiting.
Oh, yeah. Look, I think it was a real epic adventure. And the people that you don't wonder whether anybody these days will actually go and do such a thing, to sail down in 10 of them in quite a small yacht with no toilet and no seasick remedies or anything like that, no communications. And they were sort of from the heroic age of exploration. And they deserve to be remembered for that. This is only 60 years ago, of course, but things were just so different then.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic film. I just found it the most interesting exploration, but also as a filmmaking effort, it's just extraordinary. And I noticed that you're a documentarian, filmmaker, adventurer and cinematographer. And yes, you are, because The Great White Whale is just fantastic.
Well, thank you, Annie.
Is there anything else you want to say about this?
No. Basically, the chapter is self-funded, and we're relying on people to come out to the cinemas and see it. We don't have a distributor, and so it's a matter of us and we plan to, in various other parts of Australia, hiring cinemas and hoping to find an audience for it.